Macmillan Audio presents The Right Hand Shore by Christopher Tillman. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Sometimes he scours the right-hand coast, sometimes the left. Now shaves with level wing the deep, then soars up to the fiery concave, towering high. John Milton, Paradise Lost, Book 2. Chapter 1. We see Miss Mary Bailey and her distant and much younger cousin, Mr. Edward Mason, sitting on the porch of the mansion house on her ancestral farm, Mason's Retreat. Edward Mason has crossed his legs. One foot, Mary feels, is poised in order for her to admire his English shoes. There's a bit of mud, or worse, or better, as far as Mary would be concerned, on the left toe. The vast porch is bare except for the two wicker armchairs into which they have settled, and the butler's table placed between them, on which his tea, untouched, and hers, unwanted, are getting cold. There is a slight breeze fruited with odors of the Chesapeake, seagrass pollen, clay flats, fish living and dead. It is September 5th, 19.